Robert DeLong mit Global Concepts nochmal auf Flux FM und mittlerweile hat es der Mann aus Seattle zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Heute Abend spielt er im Privatclub. Vorher quatschen wir ein bisschen und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets für das Konzert am heutigen Abend. Wir reden jetzt nochmal über seine kommende LP In The Cards im September. Soll die rauskommen? Wir finden raus, ob Robert die Songs von der kommenden Platte heute vielleicht auch schon vorstellt im Privatclub. Wir sprechen über die Live-Konzerte überhaupt als zentrales Element seines Universums. Wir reden über Kollaborationen und Genregrenzen und vielleicht noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal, welcome back, Robert DeLong.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. I think we've met like 2 years ago last time.
Yep, 2013. Yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back. And it's good to look back at the 2 years that have passed in the meantime. Because those have been good years for you, right?
Oh yeah, I've been super busy. Probably played almost 400 shows since then. So
wow, yeah. 200 shows in a year?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh man, you're a crazy guy. So where are you coming from today? Did you play a show yesterday as well?
No, actually we had the day off in Berlin, which is really nice.
Oh, nice. One of the first warm days in Berlin and you had a day off.
It was beautiful, yeah.
How did you spend it?
Well, we actually went to Bergheim the night before, so sleeping mostly.
Okay.
So it goes.
When you go to a club like Bergheim, is it just for fun or are you kind of researching sounds there as well?
I mean, you know, obviously it's really fun and it's just a, you know, kind of a different, really cool experience. But then, yeah, I mean, I'm always listening to everything and trying to steal ideas, you know.
Yeah. I mean, to steal in the right way is half the thing, right? I mean,
right.
If you've managed to steal something and make your own out of it, it's pretty common in music. Come on, I mean,
right? Sampling and everything.
Yeah, there's only so much notes to take information from. Congratulations on finishing your second LP In The Cards. It's done, right? You've done everything. It's mixed already, or
yep, mixed and mastered. Just waiting to be released.
Oh wow! Yes. Oh, what a strange phase, right? In the life of a musician when you've done the whole thing. And it's just sitting somewhere, waiting for September to come.
Right, yeah, just slowly accumulating on people's computers and hopefully it doesn't get leaked.
Yeah. So how difficult was recording LP number 2? Because people always say LP number 2 is the most difficult record in the world that you can record. Did you have problems to start producing the record or didn't you feel like that was a hard record at all?
No, it was definitely a challenge. You know, I mean, because I had my whole life to write my first album. You know, this one, you know, basically was finished in about 18 months. And half of that time I was touring pretty consistently. So, but it was good. You know, I kind of branched out and started working with some other people. You know, I collaborated and had some work with some producers and writers. And I thought that was really good because it, you know, helps you edit yourself a lot faster.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I wanted to know about the way you work. Because if you're working on stuff on your own, you can... It's possible that you get totally lost in that material, right? And that you don't know when to stop. It's like a painter who keeps on painting and painting layer after layer.
Right,
and
exactly.
And then all of a sudden it's just trash, right? Everything that's on the canvas is trash. Because it's too much on there. Because that's what I wanted to ask you. Who do you choose to mirror your music?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, you know, I worked with a lot of different producers and stuff on this album, and it, the nice thing about it was, you know, they really kind of helped chisel away all those layers, extra layers that were unnecessary, you know. And it was fun, you know, working with a lot of different people, everybody from, you know, people like Tim Pagnotta, who are more like alternative rock world. You know, people like Jesse Shackin, who has, you know, produced like that Sia tune and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you know, all over the place and it's been fun.
Oh, cool. So you did choose different producers for a different kind of genre or a different kind of idea in which direction you want to take this piece of music?
Yeah. And, you know, the album's pretty eclectic. You know, every song kind of goes from things that are almost alternative rock to things that are very electronic, you know, drum and bass and even, you know, kind of big room house kind of stuff. So it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, but that was the good thing about the first record already. I mean, in times like these, it's kind of hard to just stay with one genre. That's what the guys in the 80s did, right? If you were into new wave, you couldn't listen to metal at the same time. There was this one genre that was yours. But nowadays, because of the way that people listen to music, that has totally changed. And I really think it's cool when a record transports that change that has happened, right?
Right, totally. And yeah, I mean, you know, I've always listened to so many different types of music. Yeah. So that, you know, I'm too ADD to not put it all in one.
And you've played in various bands who played jazz, pop music, indie rock. Then you had this dance band kind of, and you know, and that's kind of like found its way onto your new record as well, right? That you've experienced so many different genres as a musician as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was a drummer and just for years and, yeah. and just to kind of a variety of different groups, and I was recording yeah. and different people. So yeah, it all yeah. kind of bleeds together now.
Yeah, and one sees that there's an advantage of not being too focused on one type of music. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool that you've learned about all these different genres, because now on your new record, one can hear that you know about the genres that you explore. You're not just exploring them like a child, you know, trying to find out, what is it about the indie rock that I have to find out? So I really, the songs that we've been listening to from the new record already, I dig both of them. So let's listen to another one, and then we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll give away tickets, if that's cool for you, Robert.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that's a plan. Robert DeLong, hier nochmal mit Don't Wait Up, ein weiterer neuer Track von der kommenden LP In the Cards. Robert DeLong auf Flux FM. Robert DeLong mit Don't Wait Up von der neuen, im September erscheinenden Platte In the Cards. Am 18.09. kommt das Ding raus. Man, when one's listening to that song, one can really see you performing it live, especially in the end when it goes like... One can really see you up on stage playing those drums live. And I've read that this was one of the more important things for you when recording that record, is trying to capture the live energy and put that on the record. Did you record parts of the LP live to get there, or how did you try to capture that energy?
Yeah, I mean, like that song specifically, you know, all those drum parts were recorded live, mm-hmm. and you know, it was really, you know, it all comes from my live show. It's very, you know, very energetic and a yeah. lot of live drums. You yeah. know, that's a big part of it. You know, I'm a percussionist, so I come from that world. And so capturing those sounds in a room, I think, really helps, you know, kind of push push that energy forward and, yeah. you know, helps, you know, kind of make it.
Yeah. And it gives the human element back to the right. electronic music, right? I mean, there's so many bands like Hot Chip, when they compose a beat, I think they spend 1.5 more years on that very beat and try to rehumanize it by taking every bass drum and putting it a little bit beneath the grid, you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I think your way might be a little bit easier to get some human feel on that record. When you do write music or lyrics, do you have to be in a certain state of mind to do that? Do you, some people have to be in a remote island, some people have to do drugs maybe, you know? I don't know. Is there something that you always do when you write or compose music?
No, you know, I find that it's completely different every time. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I'm writing with people, you know, usually it's good to be, you know, sober in the daytime. But, mm-hmm. You know, if I'm writing by myself at night, a lot of times, you know, it'll be 2 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. You know, I've had a couple drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
in a dark room.
I see that. But I think it's really polite of you to say, if you're writing with somebody else, I'm trying to stay sober
yeah, right.
and clean. Because, I mean, that would be evil, you know, to just go there and like, oh, I'm drunk. Can you please write the next verse? So you've always experimented with unusual controllers to trigger your various sounds live. There's things like Wii controllers and joysticks. What's the strangest piece of equipment that you're using on stage right now?
Right now I just added a big like driving wheel for video games, which is pretty fun. Yeah.
And which sounds are you controlling with that one?
I usually use it to control like pitching my vocals up and down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. And then I have actually Livid made me a custom controller, which is like a bunch of big knobs and buttons and sliders, which is pretty fun.
Cool. Who did that?
Livid, they're a company out of Austin,
okay, cool.
Texas, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you went there and you'd be like, "Oh, I need something that's more interesting to people to do that," or did they approach you?
No, I found them online just because I saw that they were making custom controllers, and I had a very specific thing in mind that I wanted, and hit them up, and yeah, they made me one, and you know, getting another one built too, because you know, on the road we destroy these things pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, you keep hitting those buttons, right? That's the idea of it. Actually.
Smashing.
So, are you gonna road test some of the new songs tonight in Privatclub?
Oh yeah, I'm playing at least 3 or 4 songs from the new record. Mm-hmm. Always trying to add them in there. I mean, you know, I gotta get them ready because it takes quite a while for me sometimes to put these songs together for the live performance, because it's not just like, you know, I'm not like a band. It's not like everybody's just playing the parts. I have to kind of figure out the cool way to perform it.
Do you actually, when you write and compose those songs, do you Are you thinking about the live version of the whole thing while writing it, or does that come later? Do you finish the song and then you be like, "Ooh, this song is going to be a problem actually to play live"?
Yeah, no. It usually when I'm in the studio, I'm just thinking about how the recording sounds, and kind of making that cool. And then, you know, sometimes it'll hit me like, "Oh, that's a really cool way to perform it." Yeah. But sometimes, you know, I'll come back and be like, "I have to just reinvent the song totally because I have no idea."
Cool. Yeah, but I think it's a cool thing and it's the right way to do it. Because if you're constantly thinking about the live performance while writing the song, you might probably constrain yourself too much, you know?
Right. It could be really boring.
I didn't mean that, but I mean, it could be too many rules maybe to come forward with a new song. So there's going to be visuals at tonight's show as well?
Yep. Yeah, we have a fully integrated video setup where I send him my video guy information, which cues different things on the screens. Then we have cameras all around my rig so you can kind of intimately see what I'm doing. So
wow.
It's pretty fun.
Wow. And there's going to be a person who puts makeup on the audience's faces as well?
Yeah. My girlfriend goes around and face paints everybody with, I mean, anybody that wants it, with this kind of black light glow-in-the-dark paint, which is really cool.
Cool. So you can basically get the full package tonight. There's going to be music. There's going to be live drumming. There's going to be a live performance. There's going to be Wii controllers. There's going to be painted faces. That's nice.
I'll be there too. It'll be great.
That's a cool thing, man. You'll be there too. And Heidi's going to be there too. And she's going to paint the faces. Und wer da hingehen möchte, heute Abend in den Privatclub, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Karten für den großartigen Robert DeLong, der heute Abend auch schon Stücke aus seiner im September erscheinenden zweiten LP In the Cards vorstellen wird. Mit Live-Drumming und allem drum und dran auf der Bühne. Um da hinzukommen, jetzt schnell anrufen. 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Robert, thanks for visiting us. I hope I'll see you again sooner than in 2 years so we can talk a bit more. I mean, maybe you coming back after you've released the LP, right? In the fall maybe or something?
Yeah, you know, I might even be back in August and then definitely probably October. So
oh, cool.
See you then.
See you then. Thank you for visiting us. Und ihr da draußen könnt anrufen für Tickets für die Show heute Abend von Robert DeLong im Privatclub. 030 2000 9000. Hier noch ein Hit von dem Mann, der noch bei mir im Studio steht und der wird so auch auf der neuen Platte zu hören sein. Hier ist Robert DeLong mit Long Way Down. Thank you. Bye-bye.